James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we're joined by Triple M Adelaide royalty Chris Dittmar.
Our next guest rose to fame as a world-class squash player.
Just need one more piece of magic. And that's it! Chris Dittmar's done it.
And still has to put up with our version of Statler and Waldorf.
Number one for a week in a game no one else played.
Now you can hear him on Adelaide's Ruined Dits for Breakfast and calling the socks off Triple M footy.
Kicks it inboard, got there on the bounce, crouch. Seisman runs hard, gets around Gleeson, goal of the line, he's kicked it!
Please welcome Chris Dittmar.
I've known this fat bastard for 30 years. Oh. 30 years. That's longer than I've known myself.
Is that all you've got? I thought the intro could have been better than that.
No, that's good. That's, we had to dig. Poor old Matty Haywood in the booth. Matty, he had to spend a week finding that shit.
Because you know what?
I could have sent you some highlights.
No, you know what, Chris? Because we cannot find any highlights of you playing squash. Now, I want to know a serious question off the top to you, yeah. Chris Dittmar. With your pasty skin, your big guts and your big ass, were you really, 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 really number one in the world in squash?
Well, I was for a week.
A week.
And then, see, you've only seen me. You haven't seen the before show. You've only seen the after shots.
And see, it's not good.
I was fit. I really was. And then, but I must admit, I've let myself go. I mean, I got to number one, and I've just been celebrating ever since, Bill.
So he had Jahangir Khan for 8 years.
Yeah.
And then as soon as he quit, he was number one for a week, and then Jensher Khan came along.
And then Imran Khan beat him.
I said, do me a favour. I've just got rid of one bloke, and then they sent another one over.
Now, the Olympics we're talking about, of course, because it's dominating. Yes. Now, back in 2000, Fat, and this is 100% true.
Right.
Dittmar and I had been working together for Seven Adelaide for years.
Sydney
we're
Olympics.
In Sydney. Yep. I'm hosting pay TV. I still haven't met Dits in the 20 years since, a single person that saw a second of it. So I was doing that, and I had to get there at about 5:30 in the morning, and I finished at about 3 in the afternoon.
Yes.
And by about day 10, fair to say I'd had enough. Anyway, Dits was running around commentating brilliantly, all sorts of events everywhere, kayaking and things like that.
Yep.
But he'd been very busy.
Very busy.
So we got to about day 11. I'd had enough. Dits had a day off. So I said, good, we're going to the pub.
Right.
So we went to the pub near Kirribilli, the Prime Minister's joint, and it was a beautiful summer's day. We started, we'd had a couple of pots.
How many?
Well, three or four.
Three or four.
Anyway, Dits, correct me if anything I'm saying is wrong. You were given this great big black phone from Channel 7 because he had to be on call. Great big black mobile.
So Dits is on call.
On call, right. At three or four pots. And this mobile bill starts flying up and down on the desk.
It's a big one.
And I said to him, ignore it. Said, you've done enough. Yeah. You bloody worked every. You've done enough. We're having a. You've got a day off. Anyway, so we had another pot.
Another one.
We went out with four. The couple of personality tablets, we were flying. We were solving the problems of the world, two of us.
You would have been,
Then this phone started ringing off its head.
Ooh.
And Dits looks at me and he says, I should answer it. And I said, no, we get one more. So we had a fifth. The thing's in meltdown that's ringing that easy. So anyway, as I just contemplate going again, he goes, I have to answer this. Yeah. He answers it. It's Harold Anderson, head of Seven Sport.
Oh, no.
Saying the Aussies are in the final, the gold medal match of the beach volleyball, and we've got a car on its way out to you to call the gold medal match. Am I right?
Well, you're nearly right. You're nearly right. No, but Bill, can I say, thank God the phone went. We were going through his old cricket career.
Oh. No. I'd only just got to year one.
Yeah. Although I've got to take this call. And thank God I did. I'll tell you what happened.
What happened?
He's right. I had done the beach volleyball, but the great Harold Anderson, who no one knows, and you're not missing much by not meeting Harold Anderson, I can tell you. Anyway, he said, listen, a young girl from Melbourne, and I hope she's not listening today, because if I ever meet her, I've got to apologise for this, but Lauren Burns made the final of the under 48 kilogram taekwondo.
Yes.
And Harold said, we haven't got a taekwondo caller.
It's get not out taekwondo. Here now.
I said, what is it?
Taekwondo. That's
what he taekwondo. Said. That's what I said.
That's what he said.
Well, it's
Adelaide. I've got a bloke from Girildery High School telling me about the English language. Anyway, so he says, get out of here now. And he said, look, you're not going to go to the event. I'm going to get you out to the Channel 7 studio. You're going to sit in a sound booth and call it off the TV. And I said, quite honestly, I said, Harold, I'm pissed. He said, doesn't matter. You're the man. Get out of here. We haven't got a caller because there's no one in. They didn't have anyone ranked in the top 100 Australia in Taekwondo. So he said, we haven't got a commentator. You're it. So I get out there. I'll cut a long story short. I get out there and I'm sitting there. I know nothing. And I admit it. I said, Harold, I know nothing about this sport. I don't know the rules. He said, don't worry about it. Just be upbeat, you know, get through it. So as they start, now about goes 6 minutes. I've got to talk about this thing for 6 minutes. And, Bill, we lose the pictures. This is a lot in Australia. True. And I can't say to the, you know, 18 million people watching, I'm in a booth and I can't see it. We've lost pictures. I'm bullshitting for Australia at this stage. She gets her in the headlock. She punches her in the guts. Oh, she's grabbed her. Oh, my God. She's thrown on the floor. And I can see the score on a computer screen. She's leading 1-0. Fantastic. Oh, she's kicked her in the shins on carpet. She's beaten her. Bloody hell. She's leading 2-0. And on it goes. And I'm not kidding. Anyway, we get through it. Lauren Burns wins gold. And I haven't seen 1 second of it. And that's no good. Anyway, I come out of the booth and I'm sweating and Harold Anderson's there and he hugs me. He says, that was phenomenal. He said, it was amazing. He said, we've had a few complaints. Oh. He said, look, the good thing is that, you know, about 18 million people watching that have just seen us win a gold medal and they're screaming in their lounge rooms. Mm. He said, but the 250 people that actually do Taekwondo in Australia have all rung up and said, who the hell is that commentator? He is shit out.
Oh, I'm telling you now. No, it's not true. It was widely regarded as a superb piece of commentary. Well, and I said to him when I ran into him next, that's the template for you from now on. Just five pots and away you go.
Doing it ever since.
All right, Dits, shut up for a minute. We're going to take a little break. We'll be back with you after this.
It's the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, Triple M.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You been to Athens?
Yeah, I've been there. Oh, I did a cashy there, Jim.
Get out of here.
Yeah, and the cash bounce. That's how bad they're going.
On the Listener app, this is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill, and we're joined by Chris Dittmar.
Another great story Jim told us, that you got called in. They said, look, we've got a sport for you here.
And before the Commonwealth Games.
Before the Commonwealth Games. We've got a sport for you to commentate here. Yeah. We're sorry to give you this sport. You know, I don't know if you know too much about it, but it is actual squash.
Yes. The Commonwealth Games in Manchester, and squash is in the Commonwealth Games, and same bloke, Harold Anderson. Yeah, every commentator, as Bray will tell you, JB, everyone has a commentary meeting about that sport. And I come in and he says, and I had to do netball. So he gives me my meeting for netball, goes about 15 minutes. What do you expect from me? How he wants me to call her? I said, right. And then I'm about to get up and he goes, oh, you're doing squash as well, eh? I said, yeah, I am. And he says, look, he said, I'm really sorry about that. He said, but we had to send someone out there and, you know, your netball's finished by then. I said, oh, you know. And he said, are you across the rules? I said, yeah, I'm across the rules, yeah. You know the players? I said, yeah, I know the players, yeah. And it just kept going on and on. And he said, yeah, I'm really sorry. He's a shit sport. I'm sorry, mate. And then he questioned me about one of the rules, and this is very egotistical, and I didn't mean to say it, but I said, Harold, I'm world champion. He went, yeah, of course you are, that's right, yeah. Anyway, that ended the meeting, and I walked out, and funnily enough, he took it out on me. It was my fault, apparently, because he never employed me again after that. But,
hey, I just got here. What did the Khans call you, by the way?
The Big Red Cat.
The Big Red Cat.
I'm prowling down the court, Bill. I was like a prowler.
There are, and I know we're going to run out of time, are millions of examples of what happened with this bloke, including who was the bloody Zimbabwean flower? Andy, was it Andy Flower who came out and played for South Australia? Andy Flower. Yeah. This is true. This is 100% true. And he broke his thumb really badly in one of the early Shield games, so he couldn't play for about 3 months. Yeah. And he couldn't actually do a lot of fitness either. So, but he's a mad squash player, Andy Flower.
Loves playing squash. Yeah.
So the only way he could stay fit was to play squash.
Yeah. And JB, the story goes that in the change rooms at the Redbacks, he would forever bang on about, I can't find anyone to play. There's no one here good enough. You know, I've beat everyone. Everyone in Adelaide I've played at squash. I just win really easily. So Flipper, Wayne Phillips,
this is true.
Goodman, ring me and have said, can you stitch this bloke up? So what I did, and he had no idea who I was, and I rolled up and I wore footy shorts and bare feet and looked like a loser.
So you're just normal.
Normal.
Dressed normally.
And I just And I didn't quite hit the ball. What I did, I just put the ball out of his reach every time. Yeah. And, you know, I just didn't quite hit it hard. I was just dinking it around. And the poor bloke was running up his own arsehole in the end. I'm not joking. He didn't want to stop. He didn't want to, because he didn't want to admit that he couldn't. Anyway, he was nearly vomiting. And after a while, he looked at me, he said, "Who the bloody hell are you?" He said, "This is a stitch-up, isn't it?" And then I told him who I was. Well, he was absolutely spewing.
How good. How good.
One by one, all the Redbacks had walked in to sit at the back and watch, and they were laughing their heads off.
That talks to the mind of Wayne Phillips.
Yeah. That
is exactly the mind of that man. All right, well, very good chatting to you. Now, how's the show going over there with Big Reshute, the mayor?
I think we're rating one or somewhere around there. I don't understand the ratings, but it says number one. I don't know what that means. But
You didn't know when you played squash, see?
No, I did for a week. Hey, that was it.
How was the skateboarding? You love that too, don't you?
Wasn't that good? Did you watch that garbage yesterday?
I did. The Japanese girl.
Every single one of them fell off.
Including the Japanese girl was supposed to win it. She fell every time, didn't she?
Now tell me this, Bill. I've seen 12-year-olds at my local park who would have won that gold medal.
Well, Ditz reckons some bloke was just skating past the park, and he won the medal.
He jumped in.
That's true, isn't it, Chris? You reckon?
A 13-year-old kid must have been just skating past and thought, "I'll have a crack at this," because a 13-year-old got the medal. The rest should have been at school. The rest were terrible.
I love it, mate. It's great chatting to you about Olympic commentary because you were a bloody star at it. Go on. I would get something from the Adelaide Hills Open.
Oh, you already?
I will.
A cold climate Syrah.
You're presuming I haven't.
You can catch Ditz and Roo on demand on the Listener app as well. It's the Rush Hour with JB and Bill on Triple M.